"There's something wrong here," Garrod muttered. The young knight gave him a disdainful smile. "Is there?" "Well, can't you feel it?" Garrod asked. "Listen to the darkness." Will could feel it. 4 years in the night watch, and he had never been so afraid. What was it? "Wind. Trees rustling. A wolf. Which sound is it that unmans you so, Garrod?" When Garrod did not answer, Royce slid gracefully from his saddle. He tied the destrier securely to a low-hanging limb, well away from the other horses, and drew his longsword from its sheath. Jewels glittered in its hilt, and the moonlight ran down the shining steel. It was a splendid weapon, castle-forged and new-made from the look of it. Will doubted it had ever been swung in anger. "The trees press close here," Will warned. "That sword will tangle you up, my lord. Better a knife." "If I need instruction, I will ask for it," the young lord said. "Garrod, stay here. Guard the horses." Garrod dismounted.
"We need a fire. I'll see to it."
"How big a fool are you, old man? If there are enemies in this wood, a fire is the last thing we want."
"There's some enemies a fire will keep away," Garrod said. "Bears and dire wolves and other things."
Sir Waymer's mouth became a hard line. "No fire." Garrod's hood shadowed his face, but Will could see the hard glitter in his eyes as he stared at the knight. For a moment he was afraid the older man would go for his sword. It was a short, ugly thing, its grip discolored by sweat, its edge nicked from hard use. But Will would not have given an iron bub for the lordling's life if Garrod had pulled it from its scabbard.